Hey everybody! It's the what do you call this little thing you do?
The comic book haters.
Comic book haters, and it's Schooly picked up this. What did you pick up?
We're gonna look at Batman and the Monster Man.
Batman. What's the premise there?
I don't know. I was told that we should look at it, so I figured let's take a look at it.
Well, let's look at it. So it's brandy dandy new for all of us.
That's true.
Okay, it's a very glossy cover.
It is glossy.
Did you feel it?
Well, not as much as you obviously just did. But.
Okay. Well, what do you? Well, okay. I'll start off by the first page has Batman. That's Batman jumping on a bunch of dudes.
That's true.
I'm not a big fan of this animation.
Me neither. This art, I don't like it either.
The art's not good. It's talking about Batman and Monster Men.
Oh, wet right there. Be careful.
Batman and Monster Men, and I have yet to see a Monster Man.
We'll keep going until you find one.
I see men. I see women. Ooh, women. Ooh, naked women. Ah, she ain't that hot. Okay, Schooly.
Yeah, there's no monsters.
Find me a Monster Man.
All right, I'll look for a Monster Man.
I'm just looking for either one of you to notice that it's a limited series, and series means that there's like more than one coming.
Okay, but
this is MC Trekkin' talking here. Let you know that this is a series, a throwback. Okay, it's take a look even at the opening graphic. It's a throwback. It's a homage. It's like okay, this is the way Batman used to be. It's all Batman all by himself. Okay, there's no Robin.
There's a reason for change. Change happens because stuff sucks.
Yeah, you say throwback, I say throw up.
Exactly.
Well, that was easy. But like, let's just tell you, it's hard to do a homage, okay, because everybody's cynical. Okay, in these days, everybody's like, look at me.
So why do them?
Okay, this is a DC comic. This is not an Image comic. This is basically saying, look at who Batman used to be. This is look at him. Look at him training, okay? He's working hard.
Like, if I wanted to
see
this...
And he's got a little bit of a relationship here, too, and he's going to lose the girl, and you know he's going to lose the girl, because you know he's about to choose the Batman lifestyle.
Right, you know that because it happened, like, 80 years ago. Like, everybody already knew that. So, like to me, it's like, if you want to read one of these, go back and get an old one.
And without the glossy cover.
Exactly. The cover's kind of weird, actually. It's like on the cardstock.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand why somebody that is a fan of Batman would enjoy this.
I can't.
But if you're not a fan, why would you really even care?
Why wouldn't you? Well, it's fantastic. Look at it.
And even if you're a fan, you know what happens. It's like watching Titanic. It sinks.
Yeah, but I mean, but a fan would appreciate that, though. I can understand that. Yeah, like, you know, they want to see that again, I guess. It's sort of like...
Why did you rip that out?
Yeah, I did not rip that out, Cap.
Let me just tell you that you have to have a little bit of comics knowledge. You've been doing podcasts a lot longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, you know, impugn your podcasting...
Right.
But let me just tell you that this is a bit of Shazam. This is a bit of Dr. Savannah. This is a nudge, nudge, wink, wink to the old golden age.
Which is the problem with the comic culture in general.
Oh, yeah. Tough room. Go ahead. Say it.
Like, if you want to be able to pick something up and enjoy it...
Too many chefs in the kitchen.
Well, not just that. You should be able to enjoy it for what it is, you know, rather than what it's trying to be or what its connections to other things are. So if I can't enjoy it without knowing that...
So you want to turn on X-Files, Season 4, Episode 12, and you want them to basically recap half the stuff for you,
no, but
just
even
so
X-Files,
you get to catch up.
But even X-Files, you
No, because this isn't building on other stuff, it's rehashing
old stuff.
I don't think it's rehashing, I think it's kind of a reimagining. It's sweet, it's nice.
Well, and like I said, that would appeal to fans. Like I think
if you gave it an honest read, I think it would appeal
maybe
to even the hardest of podcasters.
Back to my original point. I don't see any monsters.
I don't, and that is misleading. I mean, she's kind of fugly, so maybe she's the monster.
I'm starting to think that the people who are reading this comic are the monsters. I'm telling you,
this is some good
shit in here.
Oh. And like I said, a fan would enjoy that. A fan would probably dig that.
So you're saying that I'm a fanboy? Is that what?
Oh, no, I'm saying that you probably like Batman, correct?
Well, who wouldn't like
Batman? So I don't.
I'm not a big Batman fan.
Neither just
Matthew.
Okay, we'll talk about that in another.
But yeah, but so therefore, it didn't appeal to me. And also, like, I saw the movie, so I know how Batman happened. You know, like, I know the whole.
There
deal.
Is no way. There is no way that you're selling that that is the Batman story.
Okay, why not?
You had Liam Neeson all of a sudden being Ra's al Ghul, who he couldn't even pronounce his own name, and all of a sudden we are talking about a completely different character, and you're saying that this.
Yeah, but Kate Hudson.
Was it Kate Hudson?
Was that Kate
if
Hudson?
Only she
no, it was Kate...
Kate Reed?
No, it's that crazy bitch that's...
You mean Mrs. Cruz?
Kate
yeah.
Cruz.
Well, okay.
Yeah, whatever her
Kate
name.
Holmes.
Holmes.
Well,
Katie
we're
going
we're gonna to knock down a few stars just because she picked Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I mean, I just... I don't know. Well, let's
doesn't Scientology not let you have sex? Oh, keep going. I'm
well,
sorry.
Yeah. No, I think they do.
But you have to have, like, magical underwear.
You have to be a certain level before you can do... other people.
Is it an 18 dexterity?
Yeah, it's
yeah, magical dice.
Yeah,
let's
so
see
I mean,
getting lucky tonight.
I mean, I guess I don't hate the artwork. I like it's got, you know,
it is a sweet, sweet little comic and there's not a darn thing that you can say about it other than
sure.
There's no monsters.
And then there's no monsters.
False advertising, a rehashing of an old story,
glossy cover.
It's been done a million times before.
Yeah, okay, all right. So you see Flash Gordon versus Ming the Merciless, and you don't see Ming the first issue, and all of a sudden you're pissed.
Yeah, I mean, like,
oh jeez,
like,
man.
Hey, a comic should be enjoyed for what it is.
Yes,
and you can't really necessarily enjoy this for what it is.
Right.
Man,
and I'm not one to agree with Schooley.
That's true.
Often.
That's true.
But you know, we're both non-Batman fans.
Well, let's go around and rate this then. Cappy, we'll start with you. What would you rate this?
You know, if for nothing that Adam West, you know, Batman kept me entertained many
shark
an afternoon.
Repellent. Yeah,
you know, with
the
Bat-Tusi. You know, Cesar Romero and
the Bat-Tusi.
You know, in honor of Batman, I'll give it a 3.684.
Okay. MC Trekkie.
You heard me. I'm defending this left, right, and center.
You
I'm
like
going to give this a solid, for what it is, a golden age, sweet little story. I'm going to give this a solid 7.5.
Wow, that's a big one. I'm going to say 2. two. I mean, this motherfucker on the front doesn't even have eye holes in his hood, for Christ's sakes. What kind of drawing is that?
What was that?
I don't know. So would like to give a shout out then to all your Batman fans out there.
Fuck throwbacks.
Hope you stay with us.
Read it if you want, Batman fans. Everybody else,
if you want monsters, don't read it.
Spend your I don't know, $100 or whatever it costs elsewhere. All right, everybody, from the Comic Book Haters. Thanks a lot. We'll catch you next time.
Out.
Okay, we interrupt the Comic Book Haters podcast for a special report. Fans of the Comic Book Haters have been closely following the Cappy-MC Trekkie rivalry, and votes have come in. Believe it or not, it's a dead tie. Okay, so we've prepared some questions to
your
ask the two
on,
of Cappy. Them.
Your light's not on, Cappy. Wait for the light.
You each will
it's
have...
It's on! Not...
You each have 1 minute to respond to the question. I'll signify
wait,
when.
1 minute?
1 minute.
2 minutes.
I'm sorry, Cappy.
Dude, 1 minute's nothing.
Cappy, that wasn't the question. Question number one. Cappy, your first go.
Why am I first?
Cappy, this is the way it's going. If the Funny Book Dungeon were to catch fire and you could only save one of us, who would it be and why? Go.
Spider-Man. That's probably
are you
true.
Done?
Wait, what's the question?
I'm not allowed to repeat it.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, okay. MC
can I point out that, as an audience member, can I point out that Spider-Man is a fictional character? And I think DJ Slip
Excuse me, please.
Maybe we should leave.
I don't know if that's necessary. You might.
I'm gonna leave because I know.
MC Trekkie, we now divert the question to you, and I will repeat it. If the Funny Book Dungeon were to catch fire, who would you save and why?
Well, goddamn, I would save Sloofus. Why would I save Sloofus? Because he can rebuild the Funny Book Dungeon. And goddamn, this is the nicest, sweetest collection of Star Wars action figures I have ever seen on the planet, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
We now move on to question number two.
I have a question.
Yes.
Your light's not on again, Cappy.
Your light is not on, and I will remind you that the judges are scoring throughout the event.
Is it legal for one of the debaters to be sucking the questioner's dick?
Cappy, I'm going to allow you to answer the questions however you see fit, and I would expect you to extend the same courtesy to all participants.
Let me just interject that you're welcome to suck Spider-Man's dick, except there's no Spider-Man here.
Okay. That's because I saved him!
Okay, question number two. And for round two, we will go to MC Trekkie first. MC Trekkie, the question is, do you think Schooly actually reads comic books in secret and hasn't told us, and why?
I do. I really do. He has. I have been a long-time listener, first-time caller. I have listened to Schooly. I have listened to Sloofus, and let me tell you, the man knows his comics. Especially his G.I. Joes, by the way. The man knows his G.I. Joes.
Okay.
And he represents.
Thank you. And now, Cappy, I will repeat the question for you. Do you think Schooly actually reads comic books in secret and hasn't told us?
No, and I know for a fact he hasn't because he can't read. But he does have comic books on tape, which he listens to while he is having a jacuzzi.
Okay.
With his male friends.
Okay. Very good. Now let's move on to question number three. Okay, and Cappy, again, you field this one first.
Why?
It's the third question. Your odd numbers.
League of Women Voters. That's how they do it.
Cappy, if your opponent... Your opponent, MC Trekkie. I'm not allowed to interpret this for you, Cappy. You have to listen. You have to pay attention.
Okay.
If your opponent could say one true insult about you, what would it be?
An insult?
One true insult about you, what would it be?
An insult? About me?
I'm not allowed to repeat it, Cappy. I've already done more than I'm legally allowed to do.
Oh. Well, that's a tough question. If he could say one true insult about me, what would it be? And why?
I'm sorry, your time is up. MC Trekkie, I divert the same question to you. If your opponent could say one true insult about you, what would it be?
Where's the why?
If my opponent could say something... incredibly, how is this fucking phenomenal comic book genius being put up against me? It's not fair. It's just not fair.
Okay.
I didn't understand the question.
It's like the Hulk and Superman.
Okay, you've had your time.
I didn't understand the question.
It was equal time. It was equal time. Okay, and next we start with MC Trekkie. MC Trekkie, the question goes to you. Question number four. Why do you think you should be a permanent member of the Comic Book Haters?
Why do I think that I should be a permanent member of the Comic Book Haters? Because I know something about comic books. I read about comic books. I respect the audience. I respect the fact that Sloofus knows everything about comics. And Schooly knows nothing. And I'm that fine balance between the two.
Okay, thank you. And Cappy, well placed, I might say.
Thank you.
And Cappy.
Because this is not called the comic book.
Excuse me, Cappy. I get to reread the question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Cappy, why do you think you should be a permanent member? Permanent member of the Comic Book Haters.
Because this is not called the Comic Book Lovers. It's called the Comic Book Haters. And this guy's been sucking everybody's dick here for the past 5 minutes. And I fucking hate you all, so you sons of bitches. And who the fuck cares if I read comic books? I fucking hate them, and I hate you, and I hate this fucking debate.
Next question. Cappy, you're first. Cappy,
why am I first again?
It's an odd-numbered question, Cappy, question number five. Who is the most beautiful man you have ever seen?
Spider-Man.
Okay. Cappy has forfeited the remainder of his time. MC Trekkie, Who is the most beautiful man you have ever seen?
Cappy. He answered.
Cappy.
We're going to have to defer this to the judges. Was that indeed MC Trekkie?
No, that was Cappy.
Okay. I'm sorry. The judges have ruled in favor of MC Trekkie, so I will reread the question.
Can I just ask MC Trekkie, can I just interject a moment? Please. Nice thing about winning this debate is all I had to do was show up.
Uh-oh.
MC Trekkie,
I didn't even have to show up.
Right. It really would have been the same outcome. Who is the most beautiful man you have ever seen, MC Trekkie?
He's going to say Sloofus. Or Batman with monsters.
I'm not, but I happen to know that Sloofus likes Plastic Man, so I'm starting to like Plastic Man. Who's my favorite? I'm a big Batman fan. So Bruce Wayne cuts a good jib.
Ooh, yeah.
But who's the... I don't know.
Okay, and we now are coming to the sixth question.
Is this my question?
It is the final question, unless we need to go to a tiebreaker. And since it is an even question, MC Trekkie will answer it first. Cappy, that'll give you final words, so please don't interrupt.
Again, he's vomited on himself.
MC Trekkie, your question is...
Yes, sir.
What comic book superhero would you say you most resemble, and why? MC Trekkie, that is your question.
I'm sorry. It took me a minute. It took me a minute. Oh, who's the? All right. I have to say this. All right. I'm gonna pick Tony Stark. Big fan of Tony Stark.
And okay, is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Okay. The judges did notice that he did not explain and why.
Okay,
Cappy, the same question to you. What comic book superhero would you say you most resemble, and why?
See, now, the obvious... Most people are going to say that I would say Spider-Man. I mean, that would be the obvious choice.
I would have said Spider-Woman.
I call foul.
Bruce Banner.
I call foul.
Okay, I am going to ask the audience to please maintain respect than
he
deserves.
My bad.
Cappy, I'm going to award you an extra 15 seconds.
For what?
He's going to need it.
Cappy, your question again. What comic book superhero would you say you most resemble and why?
Oh. Did I say... No, it's not Spider-Man.
Okay.
Although I wish...
You don't have to say which one you don't resemble.
I wish... No, he doesn't. He's got a lot of mad bitches.
Mostly they get killed.
That's all right. They're better that way.
Okay,
what was the question?
Okay, I'm sorry. Your time is up. It's now time for the lightning round. You will each be given three words to respond. Topic number one.
Can I have your beer?
This is him. He's first.
Okay, MC Trekkie. Topic number one.
Go.
The Flash. Three words.
Humorous. Perfect where he is. Goddamn, that's a cool superpower.
Cappy.
What?
Two more words.
What's the question?
Okay. Cappy, next topic. Superheroes who can travel through time. Three words. Go.
Not Spider-Man.
Okay, MC Trekkie, three words, superheroes that travel through time.
A great character, more of it. Goddamn, time travel is a kick-ass power.
Okay, final topic, Cappy, Applejack, three words, go.
It doesn't taste like apples.
Okay, MC Trekkie.
Or Jacks.
If I had less of it, I'd do better in the debate.
Okay, well, folks, there you have had it. I'm going to defer to our judges to score these challenges. Our first celebrity judge, Mr. Schooley G. Schooley, could you please give your final score?
I was not paying attention.
In that case, you vote for...
Let's have a huddle.
Okay, the judges
are...
Wait,
can I defend myself?
Umbrella Man.
Yeah, I think you'd better.
I didn't hear the questions.
Okay. All right. After
we've conferred.
Would you like to hear the time?
Wait, hold on. No,
I'll give you the honor.
I thought.
Wait,
Cappy, please.
We've come to a decision. Umbrella Man, Schooley J. We've come to a decision.
Yes.
It is a dead heat. There is it's a tie.
Okay.
Let the fans vote.
So I think maybe that would maybe the fan vote would be the most appropriate way to
based on their answers, it's a dead heat.
Okay. Let me just point this out to you fellas. Judges. We have prepared a tiebreaker.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the tiebreaker. I'm going to allow both participants to give their answer, and then we're going to...
At the same time?
No. And then we're going to leave it to the fan vote, and we'll meet back in 1 week after the fans have had their chance to vote based on the tiebreaker question.
Can we do it in, like, 6 days?
Okay, we can narrow it down to 6 days. MC Trekkie, problem with 6 days?
I have no problem with 6 days.
And may I remind our audience... Beyond the poll,
yes,
we also use the same process that the Pope, the Vatican uses to pick the Pope.
There will be smoke.
The smoke signal.
There will be smoke.
So yes,
usually when there's sloofers, there is smoke.
It's tried and true.
A puff of smoke will emerge from the Funny Book Dungeon.
And I do mean smoke.
Yeah, okay. It's not unusual, actually, that'll happen.
Okay, so the final question, which is question 8, so I'm going to give MC Trekkie the first chance to answer.
That's good. Give Cappy as much time as he's going to need.
Okay.
Give plenty of time.
Now, here's the first... here's the tiebreaker question. MC Trekkie.
Yes, sir.
Who would make a better couple? Moon Knight and Schoolie G, or Handsome Hulk and Schoolie G? Your question now.
Handsome Hulk. Without a doubt, Handsome Hulk. Schoolie, Handsome Hulk, because just you've talked about it ad nauseum. Handsome Hulk. Without a doubt. No hands down.
Okay. Cappy, I now am going to defer to you for the final question.
Wait. You have to repeat the question first.
Who would make a better couple? Moon Knight and Schoolie G, or Handsome Hulk and Schoolie G?
How about Handsome Hulk and Moonlight? I mean, because everyone... Because Schoolie is androgynous.
We prefer the term asexual.
But come on, this is my question.
I thought it was trisexual.
Yeah,
and Moon Knight, and I'm looking at a cover here of Moonlight Special Edition, and clearly Hulk is jealous that Moon Knight is sending over some bitch he just killed. So there's obviously some sparks there. So I'm sorry, but I gotta eliminate Schoolie from the equation.
Okay, well...
The real answer is...
Whoa. We're going to let the fans...
Well, the real answer is Handsome Hulk.
I knew it.
Okay. So you've heard all of the opinions. We ask you to exercise your right as an American.
Vote early and vote often.
Vote as many times as you want.
Go to our forum, for Christ's sakes.
Ask Cappy.
We will start a forum. We'll start a poll. Vote for Cappy or MC Trekkie.
Yeah.
Please take into consideration their answers. Our judges were stymied. They couldn't decide one way or another.
Hold on. They have to hear the podcast first. Don't let them vote without hearing the podcast.
If they can't hear this, how are they going to know to vote? For Christ's sakes.
Cappy.
Yeah, this is in live time.
Cappy, you just ride this one out. All right. So please head to our forum, bentcorner.com/CBHF. And vote. Look for the thread called Cappy's Chair, right?
What's that? For as long as he still has it.
Yeah.
Cappy's Chair.
Okay.
Sir Cappy's Chair.
Yeah. All right. So we will report back to you with all the latest developments. Run it,